That was a good win today for us. Really happy for the players, proud of them, proud of the way they played. Thought we played a smart football game and you know, did a pretty good job of taking care of the ball. Had a couple stops in the red area on defense, which was good. And you know, again, our offensive line really did a nice job of handling all the pressure. They gave us a lot of pressure, a lot more than we've seen, you know, especially last week. But I thought our line did a good job. We threw the ball well, made some big plays, and you know, played a little better on defense. So it was good to win, and Pittsburgh's a good team.
Bill, you mentioned last week being tired. Did you like the energy and just the bounce?
No, wait, hold it. What I said was on Monday night we were tired, midnight, and we were tired.
Did you like the energy today? That you saw?
I thought our team had a good energy all week. Thought we had good practice all week, and thought we played well today. You know.
Comment on the role of the passing game and the big plays to sort of help your team take control there in the third quarter?
Well, I thought that, you know, we threw it and caught it a lot better than we have the last, you know, the last couple weeks. You know, Josh and the coaches and the players, you know, they did a great job of the passing game. Our execution was pretty good. And, of course, the protection was good, too, and for the most part. So, you know, it was the number one ranked defense and all that. I thought we went out there and, you know, moved the ball and scored some points, and most of it was throwing, and we felt like that was a good matchup for us, and, you know, I'd say that it was.
That second red zone stop, came out with nothing. That was a particularly effective, kind of changed the game and ended the game, I guess.
Yeah. Well, what you're talking about where they ran a sweep award?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what one of the things they do down there. You know, they run a lot of trick plays with you know, with Ward at quarterback or handoffs or halfback passes, stuff like that, kind of the two-point package. So, you know, it was a heads-up play. I thought Rodney made a great play on the fade pattern on a play before. You know, he went out and played the ball perfectly. It was, you know, it's an outstanding play. It was back to the ball. And then, you know, making the tackle on that fourth down sweep was, you know, it was heads-up too. We were on goal line defense. It was good to make a stop down there. You know, as we know, that hadn't been one of our strong points this year, but you know, it was good that we came up big today. Two or three times, whatever it was. So that was good.
Is he supposed to drop that on purpose?
Yeah, that really sold it, didn't it? Yeah. No, he wasn't supposed to drop it on purpose. But he did a good job with it. He did a good job of. I think that sold the play a little bit. You know, everybody kind of was hustling over there, and he, you know, made a nice throw back to Tom, and. You can't get them much more open than that. So that was, you know, it was well executed. It's a play that, you know, we practiced a few times and it, you know, came in handy today. It was a big momentum play for us in the third quarter. So it's a nice job by Gaffney, you know, really selling it and Moss by dropping the ball at that. I think that really gave it a little more draw. But I wish I could take credit for that, but that wasn't part of the play.
What was it about that situation that made you call that play? I would imagine there has to be a lot of factors to call that type of play.
You know, Mike, we had talked about it earlier. Just, you know, I think we're the situation in the game and the ball being on that hash mark. And, you know, we actually were going to run it earlier, and we got ended up having to take a timeout. Just couldn't quite get it worked out right. So I think it just, you know, just kind of worked out about right that time. And, but the most important thing was the execution. You know, I don't think it was so much the when it was called as how well it was executed.
What was the feeling of this game at halftime? And did you make a decision at that point that we threw the ball a lot in the first half, but we're going to even throw it more in the second half?
Well, you know, we tried to mix it up a little bit. You know, we ran some no huddle, and then we also ran some of our regular stuff and tried to mix some runs in there and some play action passes. So we, you know, just tried to keep moving it around on, keep them off balance. Ran some three wide receiver sets, ran some four wide receiver sets, and ran some empty sets when nobody's in the backfield. So, you know, we tried to give them some different looks. And, again, I think the players and you know, did a great job executing the passing game, the receivers, the quarterback, the backs, the line, the tight ends. It was, you know, we did a good job with our spacing and our blitz pickup and, you know, getting open in man coverage when they try to play man against us.
What did you say to the team, if anything, about Anthony Smith's guarantee?
You know, I think Rodney put it the best, so I'll just leave it at that. But we played against a lot better safeties than him, I'll tell you.
fielded running that play have anything to do with Pittsburgh specifically, or is that a play you've been kind of looking to get in because of their aggressiveness?
Well, again, you know, safe to play at that position is pretty inviting.
Randy's production today, I mean, he had the touchdowns, but every catch he had went for a first down. Just good throws by Tom.
Doing it all year. Yeah. Good quarterback, good receiver. He's leading the league in receiving, right?
So if you reach a point where there's nothing left to play for by home field, etc., does it change anything in your approach game to game?
Treat every game and treat the next game just like we treat the other ones. So that's right now, it's all we're talking, thinking about is one game, and that's the Jets. We'll get ready for them just like we get ready for Pittsburgh this week and Baltimore the week before and Philadelphia the week before that. So do the same thing we've been doing for the last however many weeks it's been, 12, whatever it is, 13. Okay.
Any questions?
Okay. Thank you.